Before we get into all the news AF this week, I want to thank our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. LaCroix Sparkling Water is a healthy for you and a naturally delicious effervescent beverage. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. LaCroix has 24 flavors, including the newly introduced key lime, and they are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Confirmed as natural, families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle, and they are the number one sparkling brand in the U.S. Share LaCroix with a friend. Shout out, I love LaCroix. Distinctive packaging, robust aroma, natural essence make LaCroix the innocent alternative for the health-conscious consumer with zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. That's why it is innocent. There are 14 LaCroix flavors. The newest flavors include key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure round out the lineup. I've spotted it in the storage facility in the Big Brother Celebrity House as well. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix karate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry, lime, kiwi, watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, cantaloupe, pink, grapefruit. LaCroix Karate has a bolder flavor with the same innocent nutritionals. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO and environmentally friendly. And LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check them out www.lacroixwater.com for a full list of retailers. Visit lacroixwater.com. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with you to talk about all of the week's most interesting news stories for the week of January 29th, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual
news team is back again here to close out January with another week of hard-hitting journalism in here.
Boom.
The journalist that packs the powerful punch. Don't come at him on Facebook if you think that soda does not hydrate as well as water. Here is Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. Getting back into the Facebook battle game, dude. It's been a long time since I post. Well, it depends. Like, if somebody takes the bait, of course I'm back. Some girl on Facebook posted that she was quitting soda. I wrote, soda is like mostly water, dude. And then some guy got on and argued with me about the merits of drinking regular water over soda. And he thought I was being serious for quite a while.
Yeah. The way to show your commitment to battling on Facebook is you hit caps lock and then you tear the cap lock button off your computer. There's no going back.
You say caps lock?
Caps lock, yeah. And then you just rip it.
When you said caps lock, I had to look to make sure it was caps lock. It's not cap lock.
Yeah, I was looking at it right now. So you just tear that off. It's like burning all the bridges behind you.
I think caps lock would be a good rap name for me.
Yeah, that would caps be. Lock. But you got to spell it with
but
a K.
But it would be CAPSLOK.
So I'm caps lock?
Yeah, caps lock.
I
feel like it should be more caps with a Z.
Oh.
And a K.
Yeah. Two Ks, yeah.
K-A-P-P-Z.
L-O-Q.
Oh. Caps.
Oh. Yep. That's not...
L-O-Q. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Or L-A-H-Q.
Yes. Of course, the man who will never stop drinking soda, no matter how much you tell him he should drink water, Danny Bryson. Well,
soda has water in it.
Already had a lot of soda so far today.
And how much?
I do have water here, which is disgusting.
What are you going to do with
like,
it?
Like, nature doesn't flavor its own beverages, and when it does, it's too minerally to be good. Mm-hmm. So we have to do nature's job for itself by putting in carbon. Actually, nature does put carbonation in water sometimes, but we add the sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pellegrino.
That's not natural, dude.
Yeah, it is. Bottled at the source, bro. In Italy, limestone.
They add.
If I may be wrong, but I've had this argument before. I'm pretty sure it comes out of the ground carbonated. Maybe they add a little extra to it.
So you're saying there's a place I can go in the world where I can drink carbonated mineral water straight from the source,
gushing out of the ground.
Tyson, we have a question for you from the YouTube chat. GCP123 wants to know, Tyson, how much would you charge on cameo.com? Have you established that?
No, I haven't been on Cameo.
Well, if you were, hypothetically, how much would you charge fans to get like a 30-second or 1-minute video from you?
A 30-second or 1-minute video from me?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be worth my time. That's hard because it's like, okay, I'm doing, if I had 1-minute video scheduled all day long and was doing 40 of them a day, sure, then I'd only charge like $5 for each of them. But if you're only doing one a month,
yeah,
then you have to kind of, you know, average out your pay scale. So
it's like, I have a number off the top of your head.
What would you say?
I mean, most people go for anywhere between like $30 to $70. I feel like that's sort of...
What's the most expensive Survivor contestant right now?
That's a lot of soda.
Most expensive Survivor. I'll let the chat let us know the answer to that question.
By the way,
as expensive as them.
Tyson, yes.
Are they offering me money?
No. But if you put your thing up there, if you put a shingle up on cameo.com, then... you could get money.
Could, but it's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed. You know, it's a really got to test the market. Stephen Fishback was putting his up there for $10. I said that was way too
much. Oh, $10? $50.
$50. Okay. Danny, what about you?
Oh, I wouldn't do it for any amount. look, water comes out of the ground, naturally carbonated, Tyson. Perrier.
Yes. Still bullshit. Kaboom. That's still no. That
how
can't
can you
be true.
Argue with the internet? Stop, dude.
Yeah,
you are an all caps
warrior.
They'd
have to take it down if it wasn't true, Tyson.
It's, yeah, this is
it blows my mind that is comes out naturally carbonated. Like
yeah,
that.
It says certain rare geological conditions can produce naturally carbonated water. So it happens from time to time.
Okay,
there you go. Boom in your face.
All right,
still doesn't feel right.
Doesn't matter what it feels.
It's like the day I learned that condone actually meant to agree, not to disagree.
Danny,
and I couldn't wrap my mind around it for the longest time.
Today's the day that we found out that Tyson is a flat waterer. He thinks all the water in the earth is flat.
Yeah, he's going to...
That's what I am a flat waterer. Like I don't have the comprehension skills.
You need a Kickstarter to make your documentary about
to get out there. We got to get out to Italy and check out the source. Maybe verify. It could still all just be a big scam by carbonated water.
You think that's what it is?
Who knows? Until we see the actual source, until you put your lips to
Nestle.
That bubbly water, Tyson, you'll never know.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
I'm going to, next time I'm in Europe, I'm going to find that place and see if I can bathe in it because maybe it's not clean enough to drink until it's purified. Maybe just swish it around and make sure it's carbonated.
It. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into top story at this hour. And Tyson, for years, you have been telling us about the dangers of Apple products. You say it's not the way to go.
It's not open source.
You are crowing from the high heavens because of this story all about how a fiasco where it turns out if you are on a group FaceTime that even if you don't answer the call, the people that are on the group call can hear your phone, or if you ignore the group FaceTime, which any sane person would do, any sane person, the natural move is to ignore any group FaceTime message. Then the people on the group FaceTime message can then see your camera.
Okay, so you should be calling everybody you know on FaceTime, hoping that they reject the call so you can just listen in and hear what they have to say about you.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I noticed the other day, I asked my wife, I said, hey, why did your brother call me on FaceTime? Mm-hmm. I had a missed FaceTime call.
Oh, busted.
And, like, I seriously wonder now, looking back, if he was, I don't know why he would be spying on me.
He already knew the hack.
Yeah, he already
knew. Did you say anything like, hey, Liz, you know your brother with the extra small penis? He tried FaceTiming me, and did he get busted? Like, did he?
I have a more realistic concern. I had someone call me, and I ignored their call, and then I was disparaging them after hanging up on them.
Mm-hmm. Only right, so, Danny, I would not worry yet, because I think that there are some very specific things that need to happen.
But Rob, this is the real concern. This FaceTime thing, I felt like required too many steps. What happened to me is different. I hung up the call, or I thought I did, and then I was talking crap, and then I heard their voice, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
I can hear this person. My watch had answered the call.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it's different,
like,
but no.
A user error.
No. It was
what
because...
What was your play, bro? Oh, I'm feeling anxious for you and embarrassed.
Okay, so it answered the call because I think there was water on my sleeve. And you know how sometimes it helps
carbonated water?
Not just,
a drip of water or something will activate your screen.
So it answered my the phone call, and then I could hear his voice. And so I hung up and I thought about how to approach this, right? And I just acknowledged that I basically said, you know, hey, I don't know what you heard, but I'm really pissed off about such and such and such. So I just owned up to it. And but that's a real concern.
Was it a friend or a family?
A work associate.
Was it a work associate? Or a bead of sweat had fallen from your brow onto your watch?
It really could have been either. But this FaceTime thing, Rob, when you tell them the steps that...
How negative of the things were you saying?
On a level of 1 to 10,
like, let's react it where, but I'm me instead, and I'm like, hello,
okay, is
anybody
there? I
basically
said, I'm getting a call because I turned to the person that was with and said, this guy's calling me because he wants such and such. I'm so sick and tired of getting these calls from him. And the funny thing was, when I called him, got back, he did want exactly what I had complained about. And since he had heard me gripe, he was almost embarrassed to bring it up. Does that make sense? So,
you just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I ripped the Band-Aid off. It actually turned out being not horrible, but it was just the sleazy way to go about having that discussion.
Yeah, God, you're sleazy.
So that for this to happen, it doesn't happen on any FaceTime call for anybody who's worried about that this has happened to them. It has to. Mm-hmm. It happens in a FaceTime group call. And from what I understand, that the person who is calling you has to then also add themselves as another person on the group using their phone number.
Oh, it's a hack.
And that is what is able to unlock this hack.
So some dark lord hacker figured out a glitch in the Matrix and hacked into the mainframe and then found out it worked and then shared it.
Well, I don't know if it was a hack. I guess the question
is... Yeah, it was just a glitch in the Matrix and somebody figured it out.
Yeah, Tyson, was this a feature or a bug for Apple?
Man, I don't know, because I've heard also that... With the AirPods, there's a mode on the AirPods where you can leave your phone in a room and go into the next room and hear through your phone what's going on in that room.
Maybe it was a feature.
Which seems like a spy function.
Maybe it was a feature they built in for the Chinese government.
Yes.
And accidentally released to everyone.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Right. But yeah.
The AirPods thing, is that alarming? Have you heard that? Be careful if somebody leaves their phone in the room with you. Don't be like, oh,
they have
such
to leave
and
their
such.
Phone or their AirPod?
So they leave their phone, wear their earpods, go into the next room, and they're listening. Their phone is relaying what's being said in that room into their earpods from the other room.
Yeah. Reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where George leaves the briefcase. George leaves the briefcase in the office to hear what everybody's saying about him. Now you guys don't remember that?
I remember. Yeah, he said.
I don't.
By the way, you don't want.
Who did that? Jerry Lewis did that.
You don't want to know what other people are saying about you. Society runs so much better if we just talk crap about each other behind each other's backs.
Yes,
that's the right way to do it.
Used to.
Yes.
Yeah, just like the old old-timey days. Mm-hmm. Kids will never know what it was like when you could just talk shit on anyone at any time and get away with it, kind of.
Tyson, now, as a Android user, do you feel vindicated today?
Sure.
No, he shouldn't, because for every Apple app that spies on you, Android has probably 50 apps that are also spying on you.
Yeah, but I'm not downloading any third-party apps that... I don't even think I have a third-party app on my phone.
You're getting spied on. All of us are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Facebook, we have Apple, we have Google, the three top spies in the world.
Yeah. It's like... Well, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, Tyson, do you feel like you're missing out where you can't be calling anybody and taking
advantage
of this
feature? That's exactly how I feel, dude. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the AirPod thing that I can do that to either. I need to get just both phones so I can have the worst of each and utilize it to maximum advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I were to play Survivor again, I would take my iPhone out there, make sure everybody has... I buy iPhones for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then put them all on a group call.
Yeah. And then bring your AirPods.
And then bring my AirPods. Exactly.
Smart. Smart.
That's going to be my luxury item. 20 iPhones.
You know, AirPods are getting a bad rap. People are beginning to... It's not on the same level as Google Glass in terms of everyone's ridiculing you, but it's getting there. But
I saw an awesome tweet about AirPods. They were like, what would be cool is if they designed AirPods that lock to your phone so that you don't lose them.
Smart.
But AirPods, I like, but I'm being shamed from using my AirPods in public.
By who?
Because of all of these people who slowly, the momentum is growing. The hatred for AirPods is growing.
It's the modern day Bluetooth.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember when guys would have the Bluetooth, like the big old Bluetooth thing, and they'd be like, I'm an important businessman.
Podcast with your Bluetooth headset.
Yes, you could.
I feel like they're getting a rap.
For a long time.
They're getting like the glass holes type of a thing where people are either jealous that other people have it. That's always based on jealousy.
Oh, you think that's Google Glass? You think that's what it was jealousy? Because I
no, those people were legit.
One of my friends was given Google Glass for free, who then gave it to me for free, who then stopped using it. So he took it back and gave it to someone else for free who has probably also since stopped using it.
Well, I don't want to hear this AirPod bashing because I have a lot of data that shows that a large percentage of this audience are podcast listeners. And so that I feel like that talking badly about earbuds is a poor idea.
And by the way, I loved my AirPods until I lost them.
Oh, dude.
How'd you lose them?
I put them on a bag, and the bag set was sitting on snow, and so you can imagine that when they slid off the bag, they no longer existed.
Yes.
That was one of Apple's main design things. They were like, what color should we make them? Should we make them bright so you can see them? No, let's make them the color of snow, so in the winter, everybody, around Christmas time, it's perfect. Everybody gets them for Christmas, takes them out in the snow, loses them, have to repurchase.
Yep. Yeah, Danny, if you got new ones, would you spray paint them like fluorescent orange?
I bet you they make some kind of
cover
or I will definitely do that.
Or a cord that you can attach to them and then attach it to your phone.
No.
I love the AirPods.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. How come neither of you are wearing them right now?
I don't trust the Bluetooth with, for podcasting that I feel like I love them, but you know, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't be like on a call with somebody or in the middle of listening to something and they just turn off. So, I would not trust it for a podcast.
Okay. Danny, why aren't you wearing them right now?
Because they're lost.
Oh
yeah,
that's right.
That's forever. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another big story at this hour. And we had talked last week for a while. We've been talking about the Fyre Festival. And now we have some more information about what went wrong with the Fyre Festival. Danny, or Tyson, actually.
Yes.
You watched two documentaries all about the Fyre Festival.
I sure did.
Did either of the Fyre Festival documentaries that you watched discuss the role of witchcraft in the downfall of the Fyre Festival?
No, they did not. And this is crazy. So this story is saying that one of Blink 182's band members used witchcraft to sabotage the fire festival. He even goes so far as to take all of the blame. Is this Billy McFadden raising money to pay the Blink?
Yeah.
Is this, you know what? Blink 182 is a very strange band. They have the one guy who is a huge UFO specialist. Yeah. Like, he has a group. They've uncovered secrets.
Yeah. He funded a group.
And then is he the same as, is he the witchcraft guy? Is he using this alien technology to curse the fire festival?
So this,
or is this a different member?
Skiba, who is from Blink 182. He says that he's a singer and guitarist for Blink 182. And I believe that he is a Wiccan.
Wiccan just means a man witch.
It seems like
that sounds delicious.
Yes, please.
So, like, he didn't want to play, but he didn't have the guts to just say, "I don't want to play." Right? He had to actually go and set up this huge curse to get it canceled, so he wouldn't have to play. That's easier to set up a curse than to just make have your manager make a phone call and say, "Hey, we're not playing anymore."
Yeah, but when you read the article, he admits to them agreeing that the sound quality wasn't going to be great, and so that was their main purpose. But then when it all fell apart, he was like, "It was because I had bad feelings about it." And you're like, this is how religions get started. Guy has a feeling based off of not really very much, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, yep, let's follow him.
Yeah, it's with Tyson that Matt Skiba told in an interview that he said he had a bad feeling about the event, and he says that he considers himself.
Let me Google Matt Skiba to make sure he's. I'm going to make sure he's in the band because I never heard of Matt
and
Skiba.
With every inch of my energy, I wanted fire not to happen. So I put all the electricity and energy in my body against that thing happening.
Whoa. That's intense. It's a lot of energy to focus on one festival.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it would have been a lot easier just to have your manager call and say, we're not playing, rather than focusing your energy beam.
No, he did, though. Initially, this came out after. Like, he didn't say this before to anybody. They agreed that it was sound quality. So then after it all went to shit, that's when he was like, it was me, guys. I have witchcraft.
That's
it's
how
like
it tends
me saying,
to work.
Yeah, it's like me saying, like, oh, this thing that happened in the past, I caused it by thinking about it, but I didn't want to tell you beforehand, but now I am.
I wouldn't mess with him, Tyson.
So yeah. Tom DeLonge, he's the UFO guy, right?
I don't know.
Travis Barker, he's like neck and face tattoo guy.
Was it
Mark Hoppus?
Travis Barker?
No, Tom DeLonge was the singer. Travis Barker's the drummer who had his own show.
Okay.
Mark Hoppus is the bass guitar. Matt Skiba, it says guitars, but I'm thinking like he's not an original member.
Yeah.
So it's like he's not even an original member and we're giving him a thought piece on how he's a witch. Come on.
Well, now he's more famous for being a witch than the lead singer of Blink 182.
Look, I think this is a good story to have for him to have out there because, Danny, would you mess with this guy?
No.
I would mess with him all the time if he thinks he's a witch.
I don't know.
Come on. Mess with witches?
Well.
Yeah, choose your words carefully, Tyson.
I mean, they seem like they would be pretty easy to troll. You don't think they'd be easy to troll?
No, I bet you a big online order is being made right now for Tyson Voodoo Dolls or whatever it is they need.
You mean
Goo Goo Dolls? They weren't playing at Fire Festival, Danny.
You mean you don't think that I could be like, I'm a witch too? And then we'd have a good old-fashioned witch battle.
A witch off?
Yeah, one time I had these, like, goth chicks in junior high or high school cast a spell at me like that, and I feel like I turned out fine. Maybe the spell was for me to eventually win $1 million on national TV. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe you have to lose twice first.
Still worth it. Still worth it.
That's what they got you.
Tyson just worked through the curse. He's like, I lost twice. Curse is broken.
I persisted.
Yeah.
Rachel took the third bullet of the, you know, and then that was like, you know, after then all the curse was used up and you could win.
Mm-hmm. Still worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just push through those curses. You'll be fine.
Okay.
It's like these curses don't have the stamina to even withstand like even a little persistence.
It sounds like curses have a use by date.
Mm.
right?
Expiration date.
It can't go on forever.
I think that if there's one thing we've learned from this podcast, that boom, ding that bell, dude. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Hashtag hit expiration. We haven't done the hashtag game for a long time on our podcast.
Yeah.
Expiration, you writing it down?
Expiration date.
Okay. Good.
So if you're Billy McFarland, should you be bringing this to your next court case where it's like, 100%. Your Honor,
100%.
And I did not, I've tried, so hard to make.
I'm a good Christian man.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring a lot of Christian.
A pagan witch cursed my festival.
Mm-hmm. And made me take all that money and spend it elsewhere.
It would have worked.
I didn't want to. I knew I had a bad feeling about it the second Blink-182 signed up. I knew that something was amiss.
Yeah. Danny, is Blink-182, was that a weird call for the Fyre Festival also?
Fit in with the rest of the bands that were playing? If you remember the Netflix documentary, one guy who had to find promoters, he said he just went through the whole list. And these are the people that he got, the ones that were the desperate ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also I feel like this would have been like a good like throwback band where everybody would be excited because like, when's the last time you thought of Blink 182?
last year when we found out he is funding that UFO research.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, before that, like when, like, it's like 10 years ago I went to a MC Hammer Vanilla Ice concert. Because after 30 years, it was hilarious to go see him in concert again. And Blink 182 is like on the cusp of being like funny to go pay a ticket and see now. So I think that this was going to be like their resurgence of like ironic fandom where like they're like, we're in the same rank as Nicolas Cage and Chuck Norris. And like people love us just to be funny. Yeah, like if I were to get a Blink 182 shirt and wear it around, it would be funny. But in 10 years, it might actually be serious. Like,
yeah, cool again.
Because it's
everything old becomes new.
The cycle. You know about the cycle.
Yeah,
it's in the Bible. Everything that's old becomes new again. It's resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, we'll see if there's any other stories about the acts that Blink 182 is performing on people, not at festivals, but acts of witchcraft that they're performing. All right, Danny.
Yes.
I want to know if, as a person who scopes out the real estate market, would you be interested in the Doomsday Prepper dream home in the Nevada desert?
Okay, here's the problem with these Doomsday Prepper whatevers. I would never want to live in any of these places for longer than a couple days. So it's like, oh, you can survive the apocalypse in this shizhole. You know, the place doesn't look warm and inviting. They never do. It's
what are you talking about? This is a castle, Danny.
It is not.
It's a castle. One of the most warmest and most inviting structures known to man.
That's why. Yeah. Castles are always warm and inviting. Mm-hmm. This place does not look like the kind of place I'd want to sit out the apocalypse. I know. Look at it. Look at those pictures.
I would do that. I would for sure sit out the apocalypse there. If you had a swimming pool with like a water slide,
100%. Yeah, you can't. Water is a precious resource.
No,
even
I don't think
now
you can
in Nevada.
Go outside during the apocalypse.
It depends on what kind of apocalyptic thing you're dealing with. Like, is it war? Is it do you think that? Because are the walls and windows and everything strong enough that you can just chill out in there?
I mean, look, this looks this looks like a missile silo.
It's somewhat
new because a lot of people do convert missile silos into bunkers, and that's just depressing. Now you're underground. But I mean, look at the surrounding area. I know that's going to protect you from
you
the golden horde.
You get 40 acres of land, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a good defensive position. But I mean, what's the point of life living in there? You've got no
playing the organ, dude. There's two organs. Are you telling me you're not going to have an organ off with your wife every evening? You're like, we're doing it again until
I did not know there were two organs. So you can play
two
really
battling
depressing
organs.
Here's the picture of the organ. That's appropriate.
One of the two pipe organs in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how everybody's like,
well, you're going to have a lot of time on your hands to learn how to play the pipe
organ. And by the way, nothing makes...
And there's two of us, so we're going to not want to have to share organs for sure.
And nothing makes you happier than the sound of organ music.
Yeah.
Nothing's a
organ is one of the most uplifting
Whenever I'm down, I actually listen to some of the better organ songs out there.
Concertos.
Concertos, fugues, whatever. This place is not warm. It's not inviting. They tried their best. I'm looking at the kitchen right now.
What do you mean it's not warm? It's in the middle of the Nevada desert, Danny.
I mean, like, look at the kitchen. The kitchen is designed by someone who still thinks that Blink-182 is at its prime.
Here's the thing. This thing was... The temperatures there in the summer get to the 90s summer, and they don't get below freezing in the winter. It's an ideal climate.
Ideal climate, Danny.
Don't know what the climate's going to be like.
300 acres? Danny, you could make your own mountain bike track.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. If this is a climate apocalypse, it's going to be 150 degrees here.
Good thing you got 16-inch cement walls and all the solar and all the everything you could ever need. So,
Danny, that this place also, that this tunnel that we're looking at right now, also includes an abandoned gold mine.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they abandoned it.
Allegedly, even though it's an abandoned gold mine, according to the real estate listing, still high in gold content.
Oh, very high in gold content.
Yeah, a real estate agent would never exaggerate.
Yeah, and as Tyson and I know, that gold's
at a premium.
The currency
of the future,
the collapse of the economic system.
You can store cigarettes in there too, making your mine worth twice as much.
Yeah.
Run a moonshining operation as civilization kind of gets back up on its feet a little bit. You're going to crush the game here.
A third, a third, and a third for this?
Hell yeah, dude. 300K for a third of that? It's got 20 rooms. We could each have almost 7 rooms a family.
You know what? It might be an equal distance for all of us like to meet up there. So it might be a good place to do this.
I mean,
I think it's a long drive for me. It's the longest drive for me for sure.
It's 40 acres.
Maybe not.
This is sort of like that. That'll be sort of like the main house, the doomsday castle, and then we could probably throw up like a little yurt elsewhere. You have your own spot.
It already has another house on the property.
Oh yeah, and then if the apocalypse happens, then we'll all go to the castle.
Yeah,
40 acres means nothing because
40. I thought it was 300 acres.
Age, whatever the acreage is, nobody cares.
Yeah.
In a post-apocalyptic world, where you show people
gonna be
your paperwork,
following no trespassing signs.
You're trespassing, sir.
Yeah, but Danny, if you just bring all your guns down with you, then we'll be able to, be our own law.
I don't actually have enough guns to help defend our position here when the group of Mad Max flesh eating hordes arrive.
But the 16 inch walls. Oh, a moat will be good, and it doesn't.
Guys, this is Nevada.
It doesn't have to have water in it. You still can't get out of You still can't get out of a 300-foot deep pit all the way around the house.
Who's digging this 300-foot?
Dude, we got nothing but time, all three of us. Come on.
Come on, Danny.
Okay. All right. I'm in. I'll Venmo you my share. The podcast is over.
The owner of the house gives tours if anybody would like to go see it just for a donation of $10 per person.
An optional donation of $10.
Yes. Yeah. Be careful with those tours. I saw what happened when that guy gave that lady a tour of his submarine.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, she ended up at the bottom of the bay. You got to be careful with free tours, especially when the guy's got a gold mine, an abandoned gold mine at his disposal.
Do you think this could be the Zodiac killer?
No.
What, the guy who... No. No, that guy's dead or close to dead. He's pretty old.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I think I could do better.
You know it's not that great of a doomsday castle?
How?
Because this guy is leaving.
Yeah, the guy's selling it. He's making a better project somewhere else for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He said he spent over $3 million building the whole thing and is selling it for less than a third of what he spent.
That's such a stupid thing to say. I spent, it took me $3 million to build this. It's like, but I'm giving you a steal at $900,000. Now I feel like I'm being taken.
No, I bet if we just bought it and then ripped all the copper wiring out of it, we'd recoup our money.
Right. Did he spend $1 million on organs?
Yeah, he did probably spend about $1 million on organs. Yeah. It comes with the organs, though. Maybe the podcast, we could raise the money from the entire podcast and everybody who donates a little bit. We could crowdfund it, and then we can each have a day or two at the apocalyptic.
If they make it, you know, I guess we'll let you in.
Yeah.
If you can make it there.
Yeah.
Good luck.
We're still going to be in charge of the keys.
Okay. All right.
We're going to be the admins, per se, of the... Yeah, the castle.
Okay. Tyson's bouncing at the castle. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this place so that if we're not going to go out to the Doomsday Castle in Nevada or Nevada, Danny, would you check out the Screen Free Hotel in Sweden for social media addicts?
It's way better than those anti-technology camps in China. So if I had to choose between the two, you know, like the anti-technology camp in China or this one in Sweden, this one every day.
What about, would you choose this over the Doomsday Castle?
Yes. Sweden seems nice. Nice forests. I've always wanted to go, so yes.
But you have to fly basic economy to Sweden.
That's all I ever fly anywhere.
Well, I'm getting older. I can't fly at all.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, Tyson, because it's not just the hotel, which is not with screens. It actually has ways of monitoring how much screen time you're spending in the room and then can charge you more for your stay at the hotel based on the amount of screen time that you are spending.
Oh, they have one of those like guys hiding in the curtains in every room.
No,
they make a FaceTime call at the beginning of your stay.
FaceTime you the whole time.
Yeah, you wonder why all of the employees are wearing earbuds but don't have their phones on them.
Yes. Yeah. So they have a smart lamp which measures how much time screens are being used in the room.
So even though this is an anti like technology style hotel, they are using technology to monitor that you're not using technology.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like saying, hey, come to rehab, bring some heroin. You can shoot it. We'll charge you a little bit more for every time you shoot heroin.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a real detox facility.
Yeah. Well, it's also that you...
How's their breakfast?
It doesn't say.
Because that's actually one of the more important parts for me.
I mean, this is really bizarre. It's almost like a Black Mirror-esque. So you connect your phone to the hotel Wi-Fi so they can monitor how much you're on the screen time. And then based on every 30 minutes of screen time, they raise your charge in the room.
That is... That's a scam. That's like trying to sell a place.
But the thing is that we can't put ourselves in the mind of a 20-year-old kid with a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could I set my phone down for 2 seconds if I was 20 years old? I don't know. I was not raised with a smartphone in my hand, so I don't know to what extent the addiction goes. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
Or you'll find out real fast.
Like, are you, Danny?
Yeah.
Is your dependency on Mountain Dew, like if that was your dependency on your smartphone, would that be an issue for you? And would you be willing to try this out to see if you could do it just like as a challenge?
Oh, I could do this. This is easy. One day without a phone.
One day without Mountain Dew.
Wait, one day without Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew would be harder than a phone.
Or pornography.
Mountain Dew would be harder than a phone. A phone I could put away. And seriously,
but that's what I'm saying. You're not the age of
the
phone addiction.
I wasn't born. I didn't come out of the womb with a smartphone in my hand.
Yeah.
So you feel like that as a Gen Xer that
we don't fully understand.
We're wired to be able to
slightly
come through this. Right.
Yes. Yes,
dude, I was trying to explain to Bergen the other day that we did not have phones when I was 3 to just watch shows on all day long.
And did she get that?
Oh, no, for sure not.
Yeah.
She's like, why didn't you have phones? I was like, because technology wasn't advanced enough, or if it was, the government was keeping it from us. Everything I do, I kind of pepper in with a little bit of conspiracy theory just to keep her skeptical.
You live in Arizona now, so.
It's par for the course. Yeah. I have to explain to my kids, like, yeah. And then we had to watch whatever was on TV.
With commercials.
I want to watch this show, this episode.
Dude.
You watch the show, you saw the episode, and then that was it. And a new show
I remember
was coming on.
The first time Ray Bergen saw a commercial come on a show, and she was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's called a commercial. And she's like, what is it? The show's over? And I was like, no, they show this in between, and then the show will be back on. And she was like, why? And I was like, I mean, those are questions we didn't even ask when I was a child. We just accepted it for it being the way it was, not knowing there was anything
better. Your age is showing.
No.
But I agree with Tyson.
On my face?
I know, with your comments.
Oh.
I agree with Tyson. I think that this would be totally different depending on when you were born.
Well,
I think that a millennial would have, and I don't have any research to back the statement up, but I'm guessing they would have a more difficult time.
You don't need research right now to state something as a fact.
Oh, that's true. That's true. As long as I say it with a convincing tone and I repeat it, it will eventually become truth. So I think they would have a harder time.
Yeah. Even if that the incentive is, hey, if you are able to stay off your device, you get the room for free, Danny.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I was like, what's the incentive?
I would live there, dude. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't you just live there?
I don't know if you need to prove you're a social media addict.
I'm going to say, are they going to turn away like 65-year-olds? Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to at some point say, oh, you're too old to stay in this hotel?
Maybe the catch is the hotel is just like cockroach and rodent infested. And they're like, sure, it's free, but it's not a picnic.
Unfortunately, the website is in Swedish, so I would need to have it translated, but... Yes, that there's a room, and then if you are on the phone too long, you have to pay full price for the room, and if you don't use your phone, you get the room for free.
Oh, easy. Dude.
I'm not sure if the whole hotel is like this, or they have just one room.
Just one room. I was kind of thinking about that when you start talking.
Oh, so they just have one room going, and it's
suite 108.
Can only check in.
That's what it shows on the picture here.
Suite 108. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine the things going on in that room if people don't have access to their phones? You don't want to stay in that room anyways.
Arguing, fighting.
Yeah. Tyson, would you rather stay in a hotel room where people have no access to smart devices, or in a room where they're able to, you know, spend a lot of time on their smartphone?
You want the one where they're spending all the time on their smartphone.
It'd be interesting to have one room, both set up different ways, and then go in with a black light after a month or so.
Interesting.
Yeah, just to see which one has more fluids all over the bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both going to have their fluids for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like one's going to have more than the other.
Yeah, it'd be an
interesting
question.
What I'd like to see.
Yeah, that is the study. That's a 20-year study we should do.
Could they wire a Greyhound bus like this, Danny, where
a social media one and a not social media one?
I think you want people on their phones when it comes to the Greyhound bus, because if they don't have their phones to distract them, then, you know, they say,
then they're going
to
use those shivs that they brought with them.
Idle hands.
Hands are the devil's workshop.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Can you imagine a Greyhound bus with no phone coverage? Now you've got, it's
those
a madhouse.
Idle hands aren't going to be idle for long.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Okay. And then I've got one other story. This is the Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Danny, I don't know if we ever got this. What are your feelings on Valentine's Day? You're a fan, right?
He loves it.
You know that I'm going to go off here. Valentine's Day is one of the worst.
Thought you would like Valentine's Day.
It's got a strong scent of these greedy corporate hands creating a holiday because things are, you know, things are slowing down. They just got a huge boost from Christmas, but they're not going to get another, bunch of people buying unnecessary garbage until a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So like, let's create up a holiday so that we can kind of slow down that, winter slump, sales slump. And they're like, oh, here we go. What about one for love? No one's going to argue with that. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. A holiday about love. If anybody says they are not for it, then we can tell them and ask them, why do you hate love? I mean, it's such a it's a no brainer for a holiday if you want to increase sales. So
it sounds like a lot of ways churches are run. Listen to this, Danny.
Yeah.
Can you give us a clean and concise statement to big Valentine's corporations right now? The microphone's yours.
Wait, you want me to give a message to the corporations?
Or just clean and concise Valentine's Day, anti-Valentine's Day, what to the masses?
I feel like I just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. The one thing about Valentine's Day that has existed.
That you love.
My entire life. The most iconic thing about Valentine's Day will not be happening this year. And that is those little hard candy hearts with things written on them. They won't be making it this year.
They have
because
too many?
No, because the company that made them went bankrupt and the company that bought them hasn't had time to get it up and running. So,
yeah, but I bet you can still find them. And there's also third-party ones. Remember when you get like the weird ones that aren't the old-timey? They're like a little more modern and you're like, what is this? This is like a more modern, like Sweet Tarts make some.
We know that like the half-life of those candies is like 5,000 years.
Yeah, 5 trillion years. We're going to want those in the spunk bunker in the silo in the Nevada
Castle
desert.
It's lined with them, I think.
Yeah. It fights radiation. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it fights radiation, but oddly enough, it also gives off radiation. That's the crazy part of these candies.
We'll be loading up our catapults with those to fend off the zombie army.
Rob will be licking each one to stick them into a giant goo ball cluster that then we can put in the catapults. We'll have our kids do all that.
Yeah, well, they'll give them a project to work on. But now Chick-fil-A is getting in
Danny's favorite restaurant.
All of the Valentine's Day hoopla, where you can give your Valentine a heart-shaped aluminum tray filled with delicious chicken sandwiches, Danny.
Are they allowing all sexual orientations to purchase these?
I think that they're in a sort of a don't ask, don't tell.
Oh my gosh, that looks disgusting.
Yeah.
That looks gross. That looks like something I'd get at a cafeteria.
Yeah, doesn't it look like a Chick-fil-A meal, kind of?
And by the way, with Valentine's Day, it's as if no one's really trying.
You don't have cheap. To. Let's just slap it in a heart.
Yeah, put it in a heart. Throw some... I mean, look at that. It's like, dude, how can we maximize profit on Valentine's Day? Well, we've got these leftover trays. Let's shape them like hearts and make these disgusting chicken bites. I mean, that's just like, they're not even trying.
I bet they're probably delicious, Danny.
Yeah, it is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, dude,
but
I would
visually, that is like, let's just see how we can make some extra money. What do we have lying around, Bill? Oh, yeah, we've got these trays. Okay, good. Shape them like hearts. Slap some chicken whatever in them.
Yeah.
And mark them up.
I mean, yeah. Does your Valentine need 8 chicken sandwiches? Like, do you have multiple Valentines and you're catering a lunch?
Kind of what kind of message are you sending to your wife if you bring this home?
I don't know. Is it like a box of chocolates where it's like, have one today, one for tomorrow?
By the way, those chocolates are so gross. It's like 2 of the chocolates are good.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, you just throw in the trash. So much waste with these stupid holidays.
Yeah, Danny, what about a box of chocolates that and it's called All Good Ones?
I bet you there is such a thing.
I bet they're not all good, though, because that's all relative, dude. Like, if you have an 80-year-old person putting a box of cherry cordials, and you're like, get out of my face.
But I'm saying somewhere you can order a box of chocolates with it. I know this has got to exist.
You can customize.
With exactly the chocolates you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole mixed chocolate thing is so stupid.
Garbage. And they never get it right. The map is not always correct. There's not even always a map in there. And it's like, really all you want is the ones. First, you try to get the ones with toffee or caramel.
Yeah.
And then you move on to like something like coconut or peanut butter. And by then you're just like, I just want a taste of chocolate, even if it's got a goopy cherry in the middle of it.
Yeah, I feel like the chocolate maps really are a lot like the early maps of the globe, where you kind of understand. But yeah, that looks like North America.
You have a guy go around and walk the coastline and then try and draw the coastline.
Okay. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your...
No. We're not ready. We have the one more story. Okay. I put there at the bottom.
Yes,
below the
floor. Here, set this up while I pull the story for the screen.
Okay. We all heard about the boy in North Carolina who disappeared in freezing temperatures.
I'm not sure if we all heard about that.
Really? It was pretty big news. Okay, so most of us, maybe.
A boy did.
You're right. And actually, the kid was found alive 2 days later.
And well.
Yeah, and well, 40 to 50 yards into the woods, like not even that far away. And he was found by a boy, a woman walking her dog who heard the kid crying. And they came and they rescued him. And he said that he was comforted and kept warm by a bear.
A bear. Okay.
A bear. Now, I had, obviously, there's a lot of things to say when a kid says something like this.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, like calling him a liar, shaking him until he tells you the truth.
All of those are great responses. Okay. So I looked this up, and I must not have been the only person, but there have been numerous stories where people, or mostly children, because an adult would, no bear would care about an adult, but we mostly have children much. Have been kept safe by a bear in the wilderness, or at least that's what the children have said. So he's not the only one. Only child to have claimed to have been kept warm and safe by a bear.
I don't disbelieve this fully.
Mm-hmm. Did they interview the child more, Danny? Do we have any sort of like a...
Like waterboard him?
Yeah.
How old was the kid again?
Two, right?
Three-year-old.
Yeah. Three. So my daughter, Bergen, is three right now. Okay. And if she went disappearing in the woods for that amount of time and came back and said that a bear had taken care of her, I would probably believe her.
The problem is kids are the biggest liars, not unintentional liars.
You calling my daughter a liar?
They also have, you know, of course, all kids are making stuff up constantly.
Right. But motivation also, and inspiration does this kid have to tell you that?
That's what I was going to say. Is that there was no motivation for the kid to even mention
or
a bear,
inspiration.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how do we know it was a bear and not Bigfoot, Tyson?
Sasquatch. That's the thing we don't know. But of the two things, we are 100% certain that one of them exists.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Was Mowgli, that was a...
Jungle
was
like that a, wolf. That was a wolf
That
pack.
Was a wolf.
Yeah, but not a wolf. No, but also Baloo the bear.
I swear,
Baloo
yeah,
the bear, but also Bagheera the panther. Come on.
Yeah, I thought it was the panther was the snake, one I was thinking of.
Shere Khan. Come
did
on.
Did the bear
I just watched that yesterday.
Did the bear teach the kid any like catchy songs?
Yeah. Dooby doo, Scooby dooba doop dobby dee.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanna walk like me, talk like me, dit
dit dit dit. I guess a 3-year-old has no reason to be afraid of a bear, too.
Yeah, that's the
Whereas
thing.
Whereas an
they
adult,
see bears.
If we saw a bear approaching us while we were tangled up in a thorn bush.
You saw a grizzly man. You saw Grizzly Man. He just walks up and is like, oh, hi, snuggly bear. And 98% of the bears were, in fact, snuggly when he would approach him like that.
That
remember?
True. He did
hi,
for a
snuggly
while.
Bear. And then he'd just lay on top of them and they'd be like, we love this.
Yeah. The child has been inundated with teddy bears since the boy was found. Are we sending them? I think the kid is going to go back to the bear at some point.
This kid is going to get grizzly manned in the future if we keep this up. We got to warn him that bears are wild. And even though he had this circumstance where he had a great interaction with a bear, still they're wild and unpredictable. And you shouldn't bank on being saved by a bear. I mean, if this is the case, then we don't need to buy that apocalyptic house in the Nevada desert. We just retreat to the forest to the bears.
Yeah. Mm. All right. How about this? All right. This is my pitch for a movie. Okay.
Okay.
3-year-old kid leaves his parents, goes and lives with the bear. Has comes back national news story. Kid grows up. Finally, parents kick. Remember that guy that was like suing his parents that he had to leave?
Yes.
And so
after at 30,
the kid now is forced to leave his parents' house, goes back in, grown man goes back into the woods to go back and live with the bear again. And they're roommates now.
Is this like
who's paying rent?
The bear is like really
roommates
neat.
What in a cave?
Wherever the bear lives, probably the woods. Bear's really neat, has everything organized.
So there's a room in the woods?
An area.
I don't think you'd want to live with a bear. They
bear
hibernate. You've got no one to talk to.
All winter. Yeah. The man is keeping them up all the time.
Yeah, but you got the Nintendo all to yourself during hibernation.
Yeah, well, he's loud.
Okay, let me just say, for all the people who...
Bears and humans shouldn't coexist in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, for every story about a bear keeping a little child safe, I'd probably say it's 1 to 1 that there's a story about a bear killing somebody. So
you got a 50% chance.
Yeah, okay. It's risky. Get hugged also, or get torn apart.
But it's it also, if you had the youthful glow and naivete,
yes,
okay, of a child, maybe then the bears are accepting of that. Maybe that,
or
that innocence is what endears children to bears.
Is it possible, Tyson, that the bear was just going to fatten the kid up, where the bear was going to let the kid get bigger and feed the kid more?
It's like, yeah, a Grimm's fairy tale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Possible. So, pulling a Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. I mean, we now will never know if the bear had more sinister motives for this child.
Yeah. Okay. Danny.
But now would be the time to eat him, right around hibernation time, you know?
Oh, yeah. You want to eat a big meal before you go to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Let's do this.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had two stories today, but
wait, hold on, Danny, we have some comments from the live Facebook that we haven't brought in, we have. Dustin says, sometimes I feel like Rob, Danny, and Tyson can see me. I think it's because they stare into the camera. Or
that's one of the tricks of podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Does that work the same way? Yeah.
That would be kind of scary.
Yeah. Put your shirt on.
Yes. And then Nick Preach Taylor says, whoa, this is my first time watching live. I thought Danny was supposed to be fat.
Yeah. No.
He is supposed to be. That's why we got him. Was because
early on.
He was going to be. He was going to be the comedic relief to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope. The cynical wet blanket. That's what I am.
Okay.
But okay, going back to the bear story, I had two stories today. Okay. And one is a local story, and it's a story that it has been repeated. About 4 years ago, there was a similar story, and that is Bigfoot. There's been a Bigfoot sighting only 2 miles away from my house.
Yes. By a baby?
No, by a grown man.
I saw the photo.
Right? And this is my problem with the Bigfoot stories. Almost everybody is holding in their hand a 4K video recorder. And as our phones have improved, our cameras have improved, our Sasquatch videos have never improved. Because they're still stuck in the 80s.
They haven't.
On the phone has facial recognition, and the Sasquatch's face is obfuscated by all the hair. It can't make out. The camera's like trying to focus.
Well, my
in
theory.
In fairness, though, the Sasquatches were not getting close enough to them to A, recognize whether or not they truly are Sasquatches, and B, they don't.
Too much digital zoom.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other issue with this story. All right. As much as I love a good Squatch story, and I'd love to hear a heartwarming Squatch story of the Squatch keeping a child warm who got lost in a snowstorm, that would be great. Right? Great PR for the Squatch.
But what we know of Squatches is their sexual deviance.
Well, I've seen Harry and the Henderson
in the hotel room after they were there. Trust me on that.
No. I mean, they're gonna, and that's why you don't want to stay in the cell phone free
screen
one.
Because
that's
where the,
But this is the other problem is, okay, so we saw him up on the hillside, and I know that hillside.
Okay.
How hard would it be to go up, there's snow, and get confirmation the footprints are going to be there? So the evidence should be easy enough to collect in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's still, I don't know. It's really hard to determine from this video. And we have some melted out footprints. It's just, it never improves. The evidence never gets any better, even though the means of collecting evidence is exponentially getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they seem to be, you know, an inverse correlation between the two.
So are you mad at people for not getting a better picture of Sasquatch?
Yeah,
or are you saying that Sasquatch is a hoax?
No, I mean, it is a hoax for the most part, but it's like, but here's the problem.
Hot take.
It's not a hoax. We should be getting, as we've improved our technology, the Sasquatch videos, Sasquatch pictures, the evidence should all be improving with it. But instead, that's not the case. We're still getting footage like the one shot, you know, 30 years ago. Nothing's improving because that would prove that it was a hoax. If someone actually recorded what they were, you know, seeing with a 4K video recorder, then we would all know it was a hoax. So that's my frustration, is that we continue to have sightings, but we don't have improvements on our recordings. It's just all very frustrating. This, by the way, I was just up there where that Sasquatch sighting was. And if Sasquatch was up there roaming around looking for a kid to cuddle, then I would see his footprints. I'm up there all the time.
Yeah.
Pick somewhere else to have your sighting.
Okay. What about the Loch Ness Monster, Danny? I think
same
I'd buy
thing.
That one more. I'd buy
same
one
exact thing. There was a Loch Ness story about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and my argument is the exact same. We have more sightings, but not an improvement in image quality.
Yeah, but underwater is tough.
But he's never underwater.
Nessie.
I mean, he's always on the surface. It's dark, and I know Scotland is dark most days. It's dark AF, and it's grainy as hell, and it's like, come on, something has to change. You have to improve your quality. Get somebody to go get in there and do some CGI or whatever. But we have to improve our visuals when it comes to these sightings. It's just, come on, update it.
Tyson, do you think that it would be a very ironic death for Danny at this point if Bigfoot got him?
It would be quite ironic. It would be one of those.
This is really sad, but we have some sad news that Danny was...
Sad, but also hilarious.
Bigfoot.
Danny was torn limb to limb.
With how many helicopter rides Danny goes on, I already have his eulogy written, so it's not going to be like...
Torn limb from limb by a Squatch.
Yeah.
That would suck. Looking to Squatch in the face. He doesn't. And maybe he's got some tricks up his sleeve, like he emits some kind of radiation that makes good image quality impossible. Oh. Maybe that same radiation makes him hot, so his footprints melt out really quick. I mean, I could come up with a lot of theories. But if I die looking into the face of the Sasquatch, trust me, I'll be thinking back to this podcast. This will be my dying thought is, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is,
well, Danny,
so
do you feel like that would there be like a trail of Bigfoot's carnage, or is Bigfoot a herbivore?
He must be a herbivore or else there would be a trail. I mean, he's a big guy. Supposedly.
Yeah.
And so you imagine he's got to eat all the time.
Yes. You would think that that much like the joggers that we've had running about, you would think we would find more evidence of Bigfoot's travels.
Yeah, it's poops. And I spend a lot of time in the mountains.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that I would see, I've seen bears, I've seen lions, I've seen everything, but I've never seen a Squatch.
Never yet. Did you see anything that you have a close call?
And just by the way, if I do see a Sasquatch and I make a video recording and it sucks, I'm just going to delete it from my phone. Just so you guys know.
Even if you're certain that it's a Sasquatch?
Yeah, I'm not contributing to the mountain of grainy footage that people
are
using.
But will you tell me though about it?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, but I'm deleting, and maybe I'll show you guys the video, but I'm not giving it to any news network. Or
one of the best phone calls I ever got from Danny was, hey, Tyson. I was like, hey, dude. He's like, I'm on a hike and there's three bears in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where are you? Up on Cascade, there's three bears. Okay. What do you want me to do? What should I do? I don't know. And then that was it. And I was kind of jealous that because we don't see bears in Utah very often. So yes. It's kind of exciting to see them.
It was just one bear.
I thought it was three.
No,
it was just one.
You're mixing up two stories.
Oh,
I saw one bear and it was above me. It was the first bear I ever saw. It could have been Squatch. I should have taken a grainy photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was very nervous. But then I've seen bears since and I've realized that they all just run away. No. I'm not saying they all
run away, but don't get so comfortable like the boy who's now a bear snuggler.
Oh, you think I should try and get up? They run away because they're terrified of me. I probably smell awful. I'm probably look weird. Maybe
you smell
I'm
awful
like
to
their
them.
Version of the Sasquatch.
Yeah, like they don't like Squatch. Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you think
coming
that would
out
be
of every pore?
You think that'd be marinating me for a delicious piece? But no,
that would be delicious.
So anyway, if you guys, this is just a plea. If you see Sasquatch, do your best to get an actual recording, and don't. send out these grainy videos anymore. We need actual evidence, not grainy video.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That doesn't help
us. That's my plea. It doesn't.
Anything else before we log off with the News AF for this week?
Yeah, one thing.
Yes.
Last week we talked about Millennial Mike. He left us a comment where I was going to give, if you had a question to life, I would answer it for you. And he said the girl with dragon breath was his only hang up with moving forward with her was he needed a creative, nice way to tell her so that he could move forward and make this relationship blossom. We didn't really have a great answer for him. And all week I've been like ruminating on it and kind of feeling bad that we didn't really help him at all. And so I thought this is my answer. If you can live with her breath the way it is the rest of your life, sometimes being really bad and sometimes not noticing it, then just do that. But
I thought we wanted him to listen to the podcast in front of her.
That was one idea. Tyson's got the very mature way of approaching this.
Right. But if you can't deal with it and it can't be something that you're going to be able to deal with for time and all eternity, then you do just need to. You got nothing to lose by telling her in a polite way that she needs to do something about her breath.
Okay.
That's a good point. If you can't live with the person's flaws, like my wife, she, I guess, decides she can live with me questioning everything she does and says. And that was...
how does that go? You know,
I mean, she still gets mad, but she can live with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If you can't live with your spouse's flaws, then you definitely... need to go somewhere else, look for someone else.
Okay.
That's a very good, very mature answer, Tyson.
Thank you.
Nice.
I just wanted to help because I did put that out there a while ago and nobody ever took me up on it. And then the one guy that finally does take me up on it, we just kind of laugh it off because we don't have a great answer for him. And to be honest, we just didn't have a great answer for you, Millennial Mike. It's not that we weren't taking it serious. We just didn't know where to go with it. But after having a week to think about it, that's what I came up with for you.
Was the fact that he was a millennial, did that complicate things for you? Would you have been able to be able to relate to his problem more if he was older?
No, I think I just was put on the spot and I had read it like 10 seconds before I shared it with you guys. And when I shared, I didn't already have something. I didn't have it in my brain and wasn't thinking about it. And so I didn't have an answer off the tip of my tongue ready for him. And then after we did the podcast that whole day, I was like, I should get on Periscope Live and just like talk to Millennial Mike about it and hope that he saw that and give him the answer I just gave you. But then I thought I'll just save it for the podcast next week because we know he, unless he quit the podcast after last week because we didn't really help him with his problem.
It's terrible advice led to the complete implosion of his relationship.
What about an anonymous letter that they could send to the girlfriend?
No, I'm telling you, you can do any of those things.
Yeah,
if you can't live with the smell, but if you can just live with the bad breath from time to time, and that's something you can accept for the rest of your life, then there's no reason to bring it up. But if you can't. Then you just have to try to fix the problem or move on.
Okay.
So if he's at the point, so well, would you deal with it or would you just let her have stinky breath from time to time?
So what I find is that my wife does not like criticism.
But does she ever have, let me read it again, dirty sewage butt cheese breath?
Well, one time in, this was, it must have been in 2004, that we took a nap and then we woke up and then that I gave her a kiss and then I said, boy, you have bad breath. And that's it. She still is mad about that. And that was 15 years ago.
You know the date.
And did you say, fine, I won't be honest with you anymore if that's what you want?
Yeah, well, it may just be that she uses it as an excuse to not kiss me. Where if I go to kiss her now, she's like, "Oh, I don't want you to say I have bad breath."
That was the first and last time you've kissed your wife.
Yes,
2004.
Now it's like, well, let me go brush my teeth because I don't want you to say that I have bad breath. So I wish I never said it. I wish I would have, kept that to myself.
Yeah. Humans are very complex.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to figure out what the hell to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very complex and also some of the simplest creatures that we know of.
Yeah.
I wish.
What are you going to do? All right. So.
So good luck, Millennial Mike.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, anything else?
That's all. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Great work today. Very fun on the News AF. We'll be back again with more News AF. Our first News AF of February coming up next week.
The Valentine's edition?
Yes. Our post
the Super Bowl edition.
Danny, do you hate the Super Bowl like you hate all the other holidays?
I don't mind the Super Bowl. I actually like Tom Brady. I know that's going to make you cringe, but...
Why do you like Tom Brady?
Because anyone who is getting older but is maintaining that level of performance, I appreciate.
Mm. He's our age, right?
He's a little bit older. He's 41.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's older than us?
He's going to be 42 this year.
I did notice that, like, for everybody saying how perfect he is, I have better teeth than him. Like, he doesn't floss every day, I can tell.
Plus, everything I read about him, I know this must pain Rob for me to say this, he sounds like a great quarterback and great team player. He's weird. I think his life is weird. But as far as, like, a football player, he's someone I can root for.
Really?
And I know
you wouldn't have rather had the Chiefs move on so we could see a rematch of the greatest football game ever witnessed by our generation.
Mm. No, I wouldn't. I appreciate Tom Brady for the athlete he is, and so I like to see him advance. And
you don't want two
I know
young
that
quarterbacks.
A lot of people hate that. But that's my.
I'd rather see the Super Bowl be 107-102, the Chiefs versus the Rams.
Well, you know, sorry, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I don't think I'm the only one that is.
Well,
I don't even know if I'll watch the Super Bowl.
I'm going to abstain from this conversation because
I know.
I get mean email from people when I.
From who?
Tom Brady. Patriots.
From who? Tom Brady?
Yeah.
From
most of his problem, Tom look, Brady's.
You can't win in the Tom Brady. You can't win in the Tom Brady discussion. Either you like him and people who hate him hate you, or you hate him and people that like him hate you. It's like there's no way to win. And as not really a football guy, the only reason I'm even interested, by the way, is because of Tom Brady and his backstory and his work ethic and his age. Other than that, I don't care about football at all.
Mm-hmm. So do you root for the guy that usually wins, or do you root for an underdog who may this only be their only shot at ever?
No, I root for the people I'm interested in. It usually comes down to one person. Like if Peyton Manning was still playing, I'd probably be rooting for him.
Wow.
You know, it just comes down to people, not
Peyton Manning.
Guys,
you're a Manning guy.
I'll root for the bad guys if that bad guy's got an interesting.
So wait,
backstory.
You're a Peyton Manning fan? What's his backstory?
I'm not a fan of anybody
that draws you in.
If he was still playing at that age and that level, that's what I'm trying to say. I would be rooting for Peyton Manning. He was a good quarterback. Mm-hmm.
But you hated him as a young man.
So you were a Brett Favre fan when he was doing the whole cell phone picture stuff and everything.
Fan.
Well, now you're
Because, there's always other people. There's a lot of people out there whose skills and discipline you can appreciate.
But do you like Brett Favre's Wrangler commercials nowadays?
Mm. No, I haven't seen them.
You'll love them.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
There you go.
So Danny is the older people are, the more Danny likes them.
Mm-hmm.
No, when somebody accomplishes something that is difficult, I appreciate that. And that's what I'm here to see is someone do something not a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if he was a young kid climbing Everest, I'd be just as interested in seeing a 12-year-old summit in Everest as I am seeing 41-year-old Tom Brady win the Super Bowl. It's just
an
interesting.
What about a 22-year-old winning the Super Bowl?
No, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah, it does. It's like, so what?
What about a 16-year-old winning the Super Bowl?
Now that would be impressive. I'd be rooting for him for sure.
Okay.
Well, so where's the cutoff?
The cutoff is just wherever I say it is at that day.
In the
it
moment.
Could change day to day, moment to moment.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
great work.
Yep.
Good show today, guys.
That was a good show.
Lots of fun.
I guess get on our Amazon wish list and send Danny a bunch of Patriots gear.
Yeah.
I will never wear it. Please don't.
All right. Good stuff, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott Sampier for putting this all together. And we'll be back next week.
We did it, guys.
Hey,
Special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of Rob Has a Podcast 60 Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or listen to my voice, you can get a TrueCash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or from home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate TrueCash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. And you can ask questions to get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.